29, Mishnah 3, Chut HaMishkoles, the quarter of a plummet, Shneim Asar, is 12. So this is going into all the different strings, the different kind of like, what do you call them, like lead weights, you know, that they use to measure things with, plumb lines, that's it, that's what I was looking for. All different kinds of plumb lines that are used for different kinds of things. The cord of the line itself is only susceptible as an attachment to the plumb line itself. So how much of the cord is considered an attachment, and how much of the cord is considered, you know, not an attachment. So the cord of a regular plummet, which brings the carti, was used by laymen, it was used in small buildings. So it's considered attached up to 12 tfachim long. Up to 12 tfachim long, it would be susceptible to impurity as an attachment of the plummet. But more than 12 tfachim, it wouldn't be considered an attachment. So if the weight itself becomes impure, the first 12 tfachim will be considered an attachment, a yad, and therefore they'll also be considered impure. More than 12 tfachim won't be considered impure. That's so of a the first 12 are impure, and the rest is yeah, exactly. Shnei masar, more than, shel charashin, a plumb line of builders, of carpenters, shmoina asar is 18, up to 18 tfachim. So that's now a little bit longer, would be considered an attachment. Shel banayin of builders, chamisha amma, 50 ammas of builders. So builders, he brings, they built tall, you know, towers, high walls, etc. So 25 meters about, 50 ammas would be considered an attachment, and more than that wouldn't be considered an attachment. Yosem mikan, more than this, imratza lakam, if he wishes to retain it, tahor, it is pure, meaning even if he wishes to retain it, right? Even if he wants to use more than the 50 ammas, it still doesn't change the halach avia. It's still considered pure, and it's not affected if the plummet, if the weight becomes impure. Shel sadain, the next case, those of plasterers, the shel tzarain, or of artists. A plumb line of a plasterer or an artist, kol shehain, says the Mishnah, however long they are, there's no maximum length. And the Karti brings up here, that's possibly because plasterers and artists inspect entire walls, unlike builders who only inspect sections, which are never higher than the prescribed lengths. So of a plasterer and artist, there's no maximum length. Whatever's attached to that plumb line, that's what they use, that will be impure if the plumb line becomes impure.